All right, how we doing? What's up, Tony? How you doing, buddy? All right. Tony's my man. What we got? That's it?
Looks like Myles Garrett did a little bit more even today.
Yeah, I think we're getting closer. You know, we'll see, you know, where we are as we get towards the end of the week. But, you know, again, our medical team's done a really good job of working through it. He's done everything he can do and then some, trying to make sure he can hurry up and get back because he wants to be out there with his teammates. But at the same time, we're going to be smart about it and make sure that everything's good to go. So when he's ready to go, that he's really ready to go.
You broke out in a little run today.
I think he's messing with you guys a little bit. Yeah.
He's not part of the regimen yet?
No, it is. Honestly, it is. So we're getting, like I said, we're getting closer. We'll see where he is, you know, as we finish this week. But I think you know, I feel good about where he's headed. We're closer to him having a chance to be out there than not be out there.
So are you leaving open the possibility that he could play in Indianapolis this weekend?
I think what I'm going to do, Mary Kay, is today. What's today? Thursday? You know, tomorrow, you know, we'll know more. You know, I think we'll be closer to knowing for sure where he is.
Ever since you've been here, you've talked about wanting to be a vertical team. That's kind of you like to stretch the field.
Yes.
And you've shown that. I mean, even the numbers this year.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done some other things, too.
but I mean, you look at Kaiser's numbers, the yards per attempt, the yards per completion, they're above the halfway part of the league. And it's coming at a time where the league is throwing shorter and shorter passes. Where do you see that trend going, and why do you feel so strongly to try to keep doing that?
Well, I think in this league, to score points, you got to have explosive plays, you know, or unless you can just methodically move the ball down the field, play, you know, 12-play drives, 13-play drives, and that doesn't happen a lot against these defenses. Some of these defenses are really good. So when you have a chance to have an explosive play, you want to get it. That being said, we've done some things that way, but turnovers don't let us, you know, do some of the other things we want to do by throwing the quicker passing game and doing those things. We have a variety of things that we like to do that we haven't just been able to do yet, and we're working through that. And I think we'll start seeing more phases of our offense as we move through this season.
Why do you think that we're seeing more shorter passes?
The defensive players are really good in this league. They're really good. And, you know, obviously the quicker you can get the ball out, the better it is for the offensive line, the better it is sometimes for the quarterback. But everybody knows that, just what you just said. So defensive coordinators are starting to sit on that, you know, just as well. So it's a chess match every week, you know. And as an offense, you want to be able to dictate, and then there's some games you got to take what the defense is giving you, and that's just part of it.
Kaiser's episodes last week caused you to rethink activating three quarterbacks for a game?
No, it hasn't. I feel very comfortable with our medical team and the information given to me. And again, it's, you know, that's this today, as you're saying, Tony. We'll know more, and believe me, we're gonna work through that, and if we need to, we will. But I feel comfortable that those things hopefully are behind us right now.
How is Jason McCourty playing for you in his first?
Jason's done really well. You know, Jason's a pro. You know, not only has he played well, in my opinion, but I think he's also been really good in the locker room, really good with his teammates. And I think that's that was a really good find for us. Jason's done a good job.
I know cutting Joe wasn't easy, but right. Was there a comfort level knowing you had a guy like Jason who's been around for as long as he has been?
No question. I mean, again, Jason has taken up the slack. You know, he's a pro, and you know, he knows Greg's system. He knows what we're trying to accomplish here, and he's been great. You know, and I'm glad we have him here.
How much has he been vital in, you know, carrying out the, you know, Greg's message of always trying to create turnovers, strip? Because, I mean, I remember in the preseason game you had one, the two
guys. Right. I think what he's done is you carry the whole organization's message, you know, about what we're trying to do here on top of those things that you just mentioned as far as defense is concerned. He's been a great teammate to our players. He's been really good to guys on the field, off the field. On top of trying to make sure that we make sure the defense gets more turnovers too. So, he, like I said, I'll say it again, he's been a really good find for us.
Do you think Kaiser's getting the ball out quicker. Well, just all it just more reps, more experience.
Absolutely. Guys, every young quarterback goes through what he's going through. I know this position is what everybody's – I mean, let's be honest. We all want this position to be what we want it to be in this room. We want this guy to be our franchise quarterback. I'm going to say it again. I stand behind this guy wholeheartedly. He's going to get better. This guy's played two games in the National Football League, and we're already trying to compare what he does, or we act like he should be playing like Brett Favre or something. That's not going to happen, okay? He's going to continue to get better each and every week. There's going to be a dip sometimes. There's going to be a big high sometimes. I need to get him to play consistently over a period of time so our football team and our offense can play consistently. I think this guy has what it takes. He's growing each and every day. He grew even through the negative last week, and it's not fun. It's not fun, but he's learning. You know, he's learning when you guys are going to crucify him when things don't go well, and he understands you guys are going to praise him when things do go well. So that's just part of it. That's part of this process for him, and he has to go through it. And do I like going through it? No. But I also like finding a quarterback that we all feel comfortable with that potentially could be the guy for years to come in this organization. I think that's what's important, and I think we got to let him, allow him to do that. You know, I think we all have to allow him to do that. And I said before, I was going to ride with him through the good and the bad, okay? Don't mean I like it, but I'm going to ride with him through it because I think he has what it takes. Now, we're going to keep getting him better. We're going to keep surrounding him with better players, guys who understand exactly what we're trying to accomplish and do. I think our offensive line has gotten remarkably better in 2 weeks, and I'm being very honest with that. When I watch our guys, they have really started to step it up because I think they're playing together, and I think you guys can see that. I can see that. Hopefully there's other facets of our offense that will continue to get better, too, around him, which will make him better, you know. So I think it's a process. You know, nobody likes to hear that word, but that's just the truth. That's what it is.
Do you really believe he's been crucified?
No, not – I said – that's probably strong. I'm sorry. That's not fair. Hasn't been crucified. Not yet. You know, just kidding. No, you guys – but, again, not by you guys. I think people sometimes when you have a good game, you know, we started to build him up a little bit, and then all of a sudden here comes – you know, it's a high and here comes a low. He didn't play as well. I mean, all of a sudden, is he this? Is he that? This guy's still the same guy. You know, he's like many rookies. I can name many of guys that have played in this league that have thrown 3 interceptions in the game, 4 interceptions in the game, and came back the next week and played their tails off. That's going to happen. I don't like it. Nobody does. But hopefully he'll keep growing from it and keep getting better.
Joe had 3 interceptions as a rookie. I think it was his 5th game of the season.
Scared me.
And do you recall that being a point of growth for him?
I did.
Like a jumping off
point? Oh, I did. You know, I think, you know, again, you walk out there. I mean, let's be honest. Let's think about where this young man's come from and what he's doing. He's playing with a bunch of men. He's young. He's 21 years old. He's leading an organization that hasn't been what it needs to be, okay? He's surrounded by a group of guys who we haven't won a ton of games, and he's trying to uplift everything. There's a lot of pressure. Let's just be honest. It is. And he's trying to play at a peak level. He's trying to learn this offense, learn the language, adjust to playing some of the better defenses in the National Football League in the last 2 weeks, and then score points and throw the ball to guys that he hadn't thrown the ball to every day. That's hard. We can say what we want. That's hard. That's not an excuse. That's a fact. But that's okay because we understand that's part of it, and that's what I tell him every day. That's the way it goes. This is the National Football League. It's what you signed up for. You got to get it done. That's the challenge, and we'll get through it. And I think he's handling it extremely well. He doesn't run from the mistakes that are made. He doesn't run from the things that he needs to do better. None of us do. But, again, we understand that we all want results, and that's what this business is. It's a results business. Get it.
You've gone back to early in training camp. You know, back then you were pretty high on Trevon Coley.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's starting for you, playing a lot of snaps. I mean, what has allowed him to kind of grow into that role?
I think he's taken to coaching. I think he's worked extremely hard. He had a great offseason, training, getting ready for training camp. He came in here, put his head down, and just bought into what we wanted and did it every day. And so what you see is a young man who's emerging in a defense that fits him, that fits his skill set, and he's playing well.
What have you seen from Burgess that you like in? How confident are you he can step in for
Collins? Good. He's, again, James is another one of those young guys, too, that came back, had a real good offseason, and we said, okay, let's give him a little more, and we did, and then he earned more, and then he took more, and now the guy's playing. You know, he's a real important part of our defensive scheme and the things we do. So, he's done really well, and I'm happy to have him here. But these guys, these young guys that you're mentioning, are just the cornerstones of our organization that are going to continue to get better over time because they're playing a lot of football and playing some good football.
Collins still in protocol?
Yes, sir.
Out?
He is still in protocol.
I bet out for the...
Well, probably tomorrow we'll know which way that's going to head.
Philosophy. We see more game-changing impact plays from Collins?
I'm sorry?
Why don't we see more game-changing impact plays from Collins?
I think we have seen some, maybe not as many as we all would like, but I think Jamie's made some unimpact plays that are impactful within our defense in different ways. I know what you're saying. You want to see the kaboom tackle. You want to see the interception that's run back for a touchdown. I think all those things are coming. I really do. I think within the scheme and how we play, as you guys have seen, our defense has played and done some really good things. Well, Jamie's a huge piece of that, a huge piece of that. And sometimes when you don't see those other wow plays, everybody thinks, well, this guy's not doing what he should be doing. Jamie's had a good season thus far. Yeah, really good season in our opinion.
The 40 up downs at the beginning of practice were about from Greg.
We won't go into that.
How's life after Corey Coleman going this week? And do you envision maybe bringing Jordan Leslie up from the practice squad, or how's it shaking out for you?
You know, Mary Kay, it's been a good week. You know, I think the guys have all rallied to a man, from Kenny Britt all the way to Kaysen and the rest of the guys, and Jordan being back here, and Rashard and Ricardo, they understand there's a job we got to get done, you know. And so I think they've went out to practice with Coach Saunders and done a really good job. We'll see tomorrow or Saturday if we're going to make a move that way to help keep it strengthening and improving that position, and we're trying to. I feel good about the guys that are there. You know, part of this is knowing what to do, being accountable, being in the right spot at the right time. So we got some guys, and that's what we worked through this week, and they've done a good job thus far.
A week ago today, did you know you were going to call Higgins up, or did he earn it during the practice?
No, he earned it. I had a pretty good feeling based on what we were trying to accomplish, and it fit his skill set, what it is that we were asking that guy to do, you know. And, again, the other side of that was for Duke, for me. I thought, you know, Duke played that whole game almost in the slot. You didn't touch the ball very much. I mean, he's too talented not to touch the ball. We got to continue to find ways for him to touch the ball.
Two weeks, I think, you have added cornerbacks to the regular roster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, is this a concession that you're playing with fire with three main guys only?
Well, I think we feel like we always are looking to improve the position. I won't say that we feel like we're playing with fire, but we also know that this is a long season, and we want to be as talented as we can be at that position. You know, and again, that's Sashi's done a good job of going out and trying to find what's there, and guys, if they're better than what we have, let's continue to look at guys, you know, and see if we can continue to get better as we move on throughout the season.
In regards to Jamie Collins, if he's cleared, for instance, on Saturday, would you be up for putting him in the game, or do you need to see him practice?
For me, I've always been I need to see a guy practice, you know, before a guy plays. That's just the way I am, you know. And again, Jamie's a huge part of our defense, but I think just for our defense and for him, the right thing would be to do, if he can't practice, it'd be very hard for him to play.
Gets in out there tomorrow, then he still has a chance.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You said you were talking about the receivers rallying. You said Kenny Britt, and he stands out because he's the most accomplished guy throughout his career.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to him like, hey, Corey out, we need you to be that number one?
Absolutely.
Have you challenged him that
I've challenged our guys every day, and I've challenged him that he needs to step up and make plays, and I think he will. I really do. I mean, I think, again, this is where we are. We got to make some plays, and we understand that these are the guys we have, and Kenny is the elder statesman in that room, and I think he'll raise up and help you lead these young guys, and we'll go play good this week.